Blog Talk Radio.
No!
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, O God. You are holy, you are righteous, and there's nobody that can compare to how wonderful, how great you are, O God. You are magnificent. You are majestic. You are the Almighty. We come to give you glory this evening, O God, that is due unto your name. Let every plant that you have not planted, O God, be rooted up in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we lay the axe to the root of every evil tree in our lives in Jesus' name. Let every ungodly generational taproot be cut and pulled out of our bloodline in the name of Jesus. Let the roots of wickedness be rottenness in Jesus' name. We speak to every evil tree to be uprooted and cast into the sea. Let your holy fire, Father God, burn up every ungodly root in the name of Jesus. Let every ungodly tap root be cut and pulled out of our bloodline in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we are grateful that you are a living God, a true and living Father. So we honor your presence today as never before. We thank you that you are the Almighty Father, and we can call upon the name of the Most High God. We thank you today, O God. Let the confidence of the enemy be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Let every root of bitterness be cut from our lives in Jesus' name. Let the prophetic word be released to root out evil kingdoms. Let any evil person planted in our church be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Let any sickness be rooted from our bodies in the name of Jesus. Be plucked. Let every sickness rooted in our bodies be plucked up in the name of Jesus. Let all false ministries that have rooted themselves in our city be plucked up in the name of Jesus. Let every bramble and nettle be plucked up from our lives in the name of Jesus. Let all thorns be burned out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in rejection come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in pride come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in rebellion come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in fear come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in lust and sexual sins come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in curses come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in witchcraft come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in any part of our body and organs come out in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we appreciate you. We bless you today. We honor your holy presence, O God. We thank you that you have joined us today. We consider it a privilege and an honor when the Most High God take time to visit with his children. I thank you that you don't ever leave us. You don't ever forsake us. You're always present with us, O God, and that you're everywhere all at the same time. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker in our lives. I thank you for peace that passeth all human understanding. When we're going through trials, you are a peacemaker. When we're going through the valley, you are a peacemaker. When we're going through peace, you are peace in the name of Jesus. Well, good evening and welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We are grateful that you joined us today. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. And I thank Father God for his holy divine presence this evening. Truly, we are grateful that Father God is with us all the time. So join me as I pray for families today. Father God, I lift up families all over Jacksonville, all over Florida, all over Alabama, all over Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, New Mexico, Texas, D.C., Washington State, Nevada, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, New York, all over the United States. I lift up families before you, fathers and mothers and children, extended family members, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Father, we are grateful that you made us, and you didn't stop there. You made us in your holy, righteous image. So, Father, we just come with grateful hearts today to say thank you for the fathers that you created to be the head of their families, oh God. We thank you for the mothers, oh God, who birthed the children into the world, oh God. They pushed them in, oh God. We thank you for the children, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for peace in families, oh God. Where there's chaos and confusion in families, we root it up and out right now. We say get up and out of every family, Father, where there's all kind of evil things going on in families. We say no more. We bind up that demon that will cause evil to take place in families, where fathers are against mothers, mothers against fathers, where children are against their parents and parents against their children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we say peace in families today, Father God. Peace in the fathers, peace in the mothers, peace in the children. And we thank you that the fathers will not provoke their children to wrath, oh God, but they will bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of you, oh God. We just bless you today. We honor your holy presence today as never before. We thank you for the grandparents that are training up the children in the way they should go, for the fathers and the mothers that are training up the children in the way they should go. So, Father, we just give you all the honor today. And as we read your word in Psalms 112, oh God, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness shall endure forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth, and he will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. So I thank God for his word in Psalms 112, 1 through 10. Today we're going to be talking about our daily bread. Isn't that great? God gives us daily bread. Not once a week, once a month. He knows that we get hungry. So he feed us his daily bread. In Matthew 6, verse 11, it says, give us this day our daily bread. That's a prayer that Jesus prayed. And we can pray that, you know, for God to give us our daily bread. He is our provider. He provides for his children. He makes sure that we are provided for. Now, he even load us up with benefits. Isn't that awesome? He don't just provide the desires of our heart, but he give us benefits every day. His mercy is brand new every day. You know, he's an awesome king. He's prepared what we need for the day. So I thank God for his word. Now I'm looking at his word in Matthew 14, and I'm going to start at verse 14, and I'm going to stop at about verse 21. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed the sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into their villages and buy themselves some victuals. Victuals is food. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart, give them to eat. And they say unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, bring them to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. And he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and his disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat. Listen to that. They did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets. Not just 12 fish, 12 baskets. Now, what happened when Jesus prayed? And look in verse 21. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides the women and children. Now, you know God is in the multiplication business. He's a track too, but he is in the multiplication business. You know, when he decides to bless us, it's a multiple blessing. He's so good to us. Listen to the multiple blessing. He give us our daily bread. He give us the desires of our heart. He load us up with benefits every day. He multiplies what we already have. Isn't that awesome? We serve a great God. But you know, and Psalms 22:9-11, it says, but thou art he that took me out of the womb. Who is it? God. Thou was taking me, thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Now, look, God is our helper. You know, he created us. You know, we were little bitty things. And look how, you know, many of us are on today are grown. So look how he's taking care of us. He took care of us when we were little bitty things, and then he watched us grow and grow and grow and grow. And even when we couldn't take care of ourselves, even though we think we're taking care of ourselves now, he's still doing it. He's still taking care of us. You know, he's a great creator. He said in Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing upon the earth. God made us in his holy image. We didn't make ourselves. We're not made in our own image. We don't really have one. But we are made in the image of God. We are made in the likeness of God. And, you know, sometimes when you look at your children, they may look like they're made in your image because they look like you. But they are made in God's image. For he made males and females the image in the image of his glory. He made man in the image of his glory, and he made woman to be the glory of man. Even though we are made in the likeness of God, we still sin as human beings. But God, there is no sin in him. So even though we are made in his likeness, there are many differences. God is divine and we are human. God is perfect, but we sin. God is truth, but we lie. And he's not a man now. He don't lie. He's the essence of truth. He doesn't even know how to. James 3:9 says, we're made after the similitude of God. What is similitude? That's the likeness of God. We're his counterpart. We're in the visible likeness. We resemble him. Where do we resemble? In the spirit. And the Lord God formed man. Us are of the dust of the ground. Man, you know, Adam. And breathe into Adam. Breathe into his nostrils, his nose, the breath of life. And Adam, man, became a living soul. That's Genesis 2:7. Genesis 5:2 says, male and female, man and woman, created he them, and he blessed them and called their name Adam. And in the day when he created them, he called them male and female. Since God created us in his image, he is our creator, and we must consult him on how to live, because we don't know how to live. We think we do. We even have to consult him about what to eat. You know, some people get sick because they're eating junk, but God wants us to eat what he created. God, in his infinite wisdom, provides everything we need for the journey. In case you didn't know it, we're on a journey. We're on a journey. This world is not our home. And there's a song that says we're just passing through on our way to heaven. We're just a passing through. God, in his infinite wisdom, provided everything we need for this journey. Not only did he provide for us, he is our guide even unto a death and all in between. So from the time you were upon your mother's breast to now, whatever age you may be, he's provided for you. I know you think the person you work for pay your paycheck, but no, it's God. It's God. If he didn't even put it on their mind, they will forget about you for that week. But God makes sure that we're taken care of. He gives us what we need daily. And even, you know, sometimes when we come up short, he fills in for us. He still provides. You know, in America, we're so blessed. We don't go without. We always say, you know, moaning and groaning. But I tell you, if you look at certain things on the TV, there are babies that have distended stomachs because they are truly hungry. I mean, they're suffering from hunger. They haven't eaten in weeks, months. Some of them are on the way, you know, out of this world because they're suffering from hunger. There is a lot of hunger in this world. Even here in Florida, some people are hungry, but at least they can go to shelters. But think about people in foreign countries that don't have a shelter to go to. They don't have clean water. Their water is impure. They don't have a cold drink to drink. Thank God for that. But they do need pure water. We need, you know, to thank God daily for what he provides. You know, instead of moaning and groaning, saying what we don't have, thank him for what we do have. Because we truly have a superabundant supply. It's true that our cup runneth over. It's true that his mercy follows us every day. So truly, we need to depend upon him. Not only for our breath, but for our daily bread. Matthew 6:11 says, that I read earlier, give us this day our daily bread. And when we pray, you know, some of us just pray when we sit down to eat. You know, we were taught as children, Lord, thank you for the food that we're about to eat. Help us to receive it. You know that prayer that people pray, and you teach your children that prayer. I've almost forgotten it. I said it so long. I pray from the heart when I pray. So I just thank God every day for the food that he provides, the good food that he provides. Because, you know, in today's time, there's a lot of unhealthy food that we get a hold of. It. Some of it sprayed with pesticides, but we are grateful that he give us pure food to eat, healthy for our body. Load us up every day with it. Genesis 28:20, Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so we can pray and also ask God for the food to eat. So, you know, we can thank God every day. We can ask him, and we can thank him even ahead of time. We can thank God for the daily bread that he's going to give us on tomorrow if we're still here with breath in our bodies, because he will provide. He provides for the hungry. You just don't know it. There are a lot of, if you walk on the streets of Jacksonville and you see the hungry, they're not truly hungry. They have meat on their bones. Their stomachs are not distended. They can go to a shelter and get food. But we have to remember those that are truly hungry, not only hungry for the word of God, but hungry for a meal to eat. If you would notice, a lot of times when Jesus was in the marketplace, he fed people. He didn't just give them words, spiritual words. He fed their stomachs too. Proverbs 30, verse 8, keep vanity and lies far away from me. Don't give me either poverty or riches. Feed me only food I need, or I may feel satisfied and deny you and say, who is Lord? You know, a lot of times when we get too much, we forget to thank the God who gave us so much. We just go out, we get up in the morning, going about, and sometimes we think, you know that song that says, did you stop to pray this morning? Did you thank him? Or did you give him just one moment of prayer? You know, sometimes you could get up and start your day. You could go and get gas to your car, go to work, and you say, oh, my God, I didn't even thank you for watching over me last night. We all do it. We're human. I didn't thank you for protection this morning, as I got in my car, I didn't even thank you for the job you gave me to go to, because some people don't have a job to get up to go to. Some people, some fathers can't even feed their children. Some mothers can't even feed their babies. So, Father, we are grateful. So don't forget to stop and thank God. You know, even, you know, some people are poor, but they're not really poor in America like they are in some places. Even when they sleep under the bridge, they can get up the next morning, go to a shelter and eat. Or they could find a meal somewhere, because sometimes people throw away more food than they eat. Sometimes people, if you ever notice, you go in restaurants, people have so much food left over in their plates, especially, you know, places where you can eat all you want. They throw it away. We are wasteful in America. We have to be mindful of those people that are hungry. I knew I grew up, and, you know, in my household, our parents say, whatever you put on your plate, you better eat all of it. You don't throw nothing away. Now, if you want more, you get it. But you just take just enough, and you eat all of that. Then if you're still hungry, you get more. But guess what? We were able to get more. There's some people who don't have more to get. That's just one meal a day. And it may not be anything but a piece of bread. So, you know, Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, said, give him food that he needs, not more, not less, but just what he needs. But we have, you know, our pantries are full, our refrigerator's full, the cabinet's full. You know, we even got food stored in our car, you know, on our job, our cabinets, you know, full with snacks and all kind of food. We give our children all kind of snack money. They can go to the machine at school and get all kind of stuff. So we're blessed. Whether we realize it or not, we can live a life. We cannot live a life without God. We need to be fully, wholly dependent upon him. When we depend on ourselves, we get in trouble because we don't know the way, but God is truly the way, and he will show us the way. If you have children, you know, when they were little, if you can remember, 2 or 3 year olds, they were becoming independent. And they thought they could do everything on their own. They would say to you, I could do it, Daddy. I could do it, Mommy. And they meant it. You know, they thought they could do it themselves. They were determined to do what they were trying to do on their own. Finally, after they matured a little bit, they would ask you for help. But not until they had been unsuccessful at whatever they were trying to do. Maybe it was tying their shoes. And then they realized they couldn't do it. They saw you do it. So they just knew they could tie their own shoes. But then they realized, I need help. Even snapping things or buckling things, they need help. So even, you know, adults, we need help. We need help from God. We need help from each other. We can't be too proud to say, you know, oh, you know, somebody asked you, well, you need this? Nah, I don't need that. That's pride. If you need it, take it. So many things, you know, as an adult, we tried to do until we finally realized we cannot do anything without our God. When we wake up every morning, you know, realize that he's the one who watches over us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He provides for our needs. He heals us when we're sick. He counsels us when we need it. Even when we eat the wrong foods, knowing that, you know, or realizing we are made in his image and that we can't defile our temple, you know what? He's still there for us. We must, you know, start eating God's plan. You know, God has a plan for our lives and what we should eat and what we should not eat. He sure does. He has a great plan. You know, if we want to be healthy and live long, let's look at some scriptures on being dependent on God. You know, God is an awesome God. He has everything. Hold on 1 second, Brother David. I'm coming. Hold on. I noticed you. Hold on. Yes, you had a question?
That was by accident. I don't know how that happened, because we didn't push any buttons.
All right, I'm going to put you back on. All right.
Amen.
All right. So, anyway, I thank God for you. I know I was talking about God, our creator, and being dependent upon him. And, you know, in his word, we many times try to be independent, but God wants us to be dependent upon him. In, hold on 1 second, I lost my place. Here it is right here. Men renders men dependent upon God. This is what we're talking about. You know, even though we are grown, we still have to depend upon God. Our God will not judge them, for we have no might against the great company that cometh against us, neither know what we to do, but our eyes are upon thee, O God. You know, we have to keep our eyes stayed on God because we're weak. Except the Lord build a house, we labor in vain if we build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. So God does all of these things for us. Jeremiah 10:23. O Lord, we know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. John 3:27. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except to be given him from heaven. John 15:5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same shall bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. 2 Corinthians 3:5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. So we got to remember that we are truly dependent upon the Most High God. Now, what about food? You know, in Genesis 1:29, you know, let me back up for a minute. You know, we have to consult our Maker God on what we should eat, even what to think. You know, we don't even know what to think. He created good, healthy food for our bodies. Genesis 1:29 says, I have given you every plant with seeds on the face of the earth and every seed that has fruit with seeds. This will be your food. seeds that come to my mind right now, and I wrote some of them down when I read this scripture, is pumpkin seeds, watermelon seeds, beans, corn, cantaloupe seeds, grape seeds, figs, flaxseed, apples, oranges, tangerines, lettuce, arugula, Swiss chard, spinach, peppers, carrots, herbs like basil, cilantro, dill, sage, parsley, thyme. All of these are seeds that God has given us, greens. You know, he's given us all of these different seeds.
Oh.
I thank God, you know, that he's given us those seeds. Now, there's a book written by a young man. His name is Reuben Jordan. He has a PhD, and his book is called The Maker's Diet. You may have heard of it before. And in The Maker's Diet, it says that he has a 40-day health experience in this book. So I'm going to share a little bit of it with you. It's really a great book. And he talks about the maker who is God. He honors God in this book. And he has a 40-day plan. And he said, you know, it's very, very important that we follow the maker's diet. Because since our maker, who is God, made us, we should follow his plan of eating. Otherwise, we don't know what we should eat. So there are some temporary limitations of foods that he put down here. Now, he also has something about prayer. He said, before we begin our day, we should pray. And he gave us a morning prayer and an evening prayer. And the morning prayer says, Father God, I thank you for creating me in your image. I praise you that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I confess that you are the God that heals, my great physician. I ask you to heal my body from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I pray that you would regenerate every bone, joint, tendon, ligament, tissue, organ, and cell of my body. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, that's the morning prayer. You know what? If I didn't know any better, I know God planned this because he prayed some things in his prayer that I prayed in my prayer earlier. So I thank God. You know, it says that thank God for creating us in his image. Isn't that what we're talking about? That's even before I read this prayer. I read this prayer, you know, some time ago. But now he has an evening prayer for restoration. The morning prayer is for healing. The evening prayer is for restoration. Because, you know, throughout the day, there gets wear and tear on our bodies. Father God, I thank you for sustaining me today. I thank you that you are made perfect in my weakness. Your grace is sufficient for me. I thank you that your steadfast love never ceases, and your mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. You say in your word that morning may come for a night. Morning, not the morning, not the early morning, but morning. Morning may come for a night, but the new day will bring gladness. Bless me with the healing night sleep. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Help me stay on the path that leads to life. And so, you know, he has prayer in here that you pray before you eat. Then he has, being aligned with life's purpose to start the day. And so, you know, there's a purpose that God give us each day, and we have to be in alignment with that purpose. But we have to have nourishment for our bodies to be in alignment with that purpose. So he gave some foods that, you know, we can enjoy in phase. He has about three or four phases here, but in phase one, he talks about meat. Grass-fed, organic is best. Beef, lamb, venison, which is, oh, my goodness. It escapes me at the moment. Venison, goat, liver, and heart must be organic. Beef or buffalo sausage, veal, buffalo ear. And, you know, he named so many other different foods here. He also named fish that we can eat, salmon, tuna, shrimp, haddock, pompano, I don't know, that's some type of fish, I believe. Trout, orange roughy, snapper, herring, white fish, salmon, canned in spring water, tuna, canned in spring water, halibut, and he named several other ones. Then he named fish and poultry, chicken, duck, etc. He also named, hold on one second. There's someone that pressed one, but I will answer you momentarily, so just give me a few minutes, please. Dairy, goat's milk or goat's milk yogurt, homemade kefir, fats and oils, vegetables, broccoli, asparagus, cauliflower, cabbage, squash, winter and summer, beets, Brussels sprouts, carrots, beans and legumes. He named a lot more vegetables. Okra, peas, spinach, garlic, eggplant, cucumber, pumpkin, onion, lettuce, mushrooms, peppers, tomatoes, etc. Now, he also named beans and legumes in small amounts of fermented soybean paste, miso, broth, lentils, nuts and seeds, almonds, hemp seed, sunflower seeds, hemp seed butter, pumpkin seed butter, pumpkin seeds raw, flaxseed raw, almond butter, sunflower butter raw, tahini, sesame seed butter. And then he named some condiments that we can have, like tomato sauce, apple cider vinegar, mustard, etc. And then, you know, he told us some foods to avoid in the phase. Now, here's some foods that we should avoid. Luncheon meat, like turkey luncheon meat, ham luncheon meat, roast beef, corned beef luncheon meat, fried breaded chicken. And these are some things we should avoid also in the first phase of his diet plan. Soy milk, almond milk. These are just some things in the beginning. Now, he has a morning routine. He's talked about morning hygiene, where you cleanse, how to cleanse your body, how to get, you know, mucus out your eyes, how to clean your, you know, your entire body, what you do when you first get up, the prayer, eating breakfast, breakfast supplements, lunch, lunch supplements, afternoon cleanse. I mean, this is a great book. So if you haven't, if you don't have a copy of it, it's called The Maker's Diet by Jordan Rubin. And he gives you snacks. You can eat healthy snacks, you know, in between meals. He talks about snacks, evening snack, you know, a half a cup of strawberries with goat milk cheese, in the evening, carrot, celery, raw almond butter, evening snack, goat's milk, yogurt, raw honey, vanilla, and blueberries, evening snack, you know, he names all kinds of things that we can eat. So I thank God for this book. I've, you know, had it for quite some time, so I wanted to share a little bit of it with you. But it is a good book and has a lot of different things. So, you know, God wants us to live healthy. And while we're here on the earth, 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper. And I wish that you prosper in health, even as your soul prospers." Now, I don't know about you, but I want to prosper spiritually as well as physically. So, you know, when God told us, you know, to go into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news, we got to be healthy to do that. You know, we got to be healthy to go around the world. It will require us to study the word, which we must use, you know, in order to have a healthy brain, to think well. We've got to, you know, and when you eat healthy, your brain can really think. So when you don't eat healthy, you're going to have problems concentrating. So you can learn and understand what God's word is when you focus on it, when you're eating healthy, when you're eating in the morning. You know, you don't have to get up and eat, you know, 10 slices of bacon and, you know, 4 pieces of turkey or whatever, or a big pile of grits or whatever. You know, you can eat healthy in the morning. You know, some of the things that I called off. He even has diet plans in Reuben Jordan has diet plan in his book. what you can eat for breakfast, what you can eat for lunch, and so forth. So hopefully next week I'll share some more with you. But even for our eyesight, you know, there are things that we can eat for to keep our eyes healthy. You know, a lot of people talk about carrots. Yeah, we can have those, but also spinach, the green vegetables, you know, different things that we can eat to keep healthy, even to, for our hearing and our understanding. We must be, you know, sharp, and we're going to go out and spread the good news. You know, Jesus died for other people. So I hope you understand and grasp what I'm saying to you. And, you know, Jesus walked the earth, and, you know, now we have lots of modes of transportation. He walked, but we can go by, you know, car, bus, train, airplane, ship, all these modes, and we can go and tell people about Jesus. You can walk also, you know, walk in the neighborhood, walk at the park, tell people about Jesus. You know, like Brother Dave, when you go to karate, he can tell people, you know Jesus. You know, he can tell people wherever you go, on your job, you know, on the street. You know, now also we can, you know, like me, I have a radio show to tell people about Jesus. I also tell them on the street when I'm walking as the Lord leads me to speak to people. So there are many things. You can go on TV, computer, iPod, cell phone. You can text people about Jesus. You know, say, hey, did you praise God today? You know, you can send them a little text. You can tell other people about Jesus all kind of ways. So someone has pressed 1 here. I'm going to see who it is. It's a 365 number. Hello?
Hello. This is Sister Granda.
Oh, okay. So hold on. We're going to have prayer. Hold on. Just keep holding on. We'll come back to you. All right. So if there's anyone on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies who's not saved, we're offering salvation, so you can press 1 and ask for salvation. You know, we have to confess Jesus with our mouth that he is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, and then we'll be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Now, you know, many of us are saved, but sometimes we don't stay saved. You know, stuff come out of our mouth. You know, the Bible says blessings and curses come out of our mouth. So that means if curses coming out, we backslid. If we haven't spent time in the secret place with God, we are backslidden. So God wants us to have a relationship with him. You know, he wants us. Proverbs 14:14 says, the backslider in heart, you know, we backslide in our heart, be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. So we're going to have prayer here in a moment. I'm going to press 1, and I'm going to let people on if you need prayer. So I have a friend on, Grinda. How are you today, Grinda?
I'm fine. I need prayer also.
Okay. So hold on. I'm going to be praying for you in a moment.
Okay.
Anything specific? Or you just want me to say a general prayer for you? I'll pray for your mom in the nursing home and for your family. How's that? All right.
Okay.
Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. So just hold on, Grinda. I'm going to put you back on silent. Did you want to say anything else, Sister Grinda?
No, I just need this prayer for everybody.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm going to put you back on mute, so just hold on. You can still listen. All right. Brother David, did you press 1? Brother
yes, ma'am.
David.
Yes.
Did you press 1?
I pressed it. Yes, ma'am.
You need prayer today?
Yeah, I want to pray for the brother, Mr. Ernest Minton and family. And I want to pray for the Glover family. It was a driver we had at UPS that used to drive with us, but he left and he passed away this morning. I want to pray for his family as they grieve. I want to pray for Clean Camouflage Production, which is a company I created to bring clean entertainment to people spiritually, clean entertainment and we're in the process of now working on a play, in fact, several plays. And I just ask the Lord, watch over the group and keep everybody positive and don't let the devil infiltrate what we're trying to do. And, you know, pray for my family, my boys in school, and for my wife, and for God's continuing covering over us as we walk in his grace and his mercy.
All right. Okay. All right. So thank you so much. You can mute yourself if you like. All right. Any more requests? Press 1. Okay. Well, on that note, I'm going to start prayer. Father God, we're just so grateful that you are an awesome King. We thank you that you are the mighty God, and that there's nothing too difficult for you. So, Father, today we come, Lord God, to repent before you because we're human and we sin. Forgive us, Father God, for presumptuous sins. Forgive us, Father God, when we neglect you, the one who created us in your image. Forgive us when we don't spend time with you, O God. Forgive us when we don't praise or glorify you enough, O God. Forgive us when we're ungrateful, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, today I lift up your daughter, Brenda, and her family, Father God. And I thank you for the great families that you created in the United States of America and abroad, O God. I ask you, Lord, to touch Brenda's mother in the nursing home, oh God. I thank you for constantly being with her. I thank you for touching her body, removing any pain, any swelling, any knee, any hip joint pain, any problems in any of her organs. In the name of Jesus, any heart, any skin problems, any problems, Father God, in the body, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And we say, be thy heal. Send the word and heal her mother, oh God. I lift up Brenda's husband and her children, Father God. I thank you for blessing them as a family to come closer with you, closer with each other, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for being our healer, oh God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for keeping us healthy and well, in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you, oh God, for sending the word and healing all of us, oh God. I thank you for Brenda's strength physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, oh God. I thank you for Brenda drawing closer to you than ever before, in Jesus' name. And, Father, I lift up your son, David Emmanuel, his wife and his two sons, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for them drawing closer to you, dwelling in the secret place, even as a family, even individually, oh God. And, Father, I thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing for David Emmanuel, Father God, and his family, keeping him strong, keeping him healthy, protecting he and his family, Father God, as they go in, as they come out. I lift up the Ernest Mitchell and his family, Father. Draw them closer to you, Father God, if there be anyone who's not well in their family. I thank you, O God, for healing their bodies, healing their minds, their spirits, in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you for being their provider, O God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for covering them with the shadow, with your almighty shadow, with your wings, O God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you are their Lord and their shepherd, and they shall not want, in Jesus' name. Father, I lift up the Glover family, who lost a family member recently, O God, that used to work with Brother David, Father God. And, Father, I thank you that their grieving will be short, O God. I thank you for removing any confusion or chaos that come up during this time when people lose loved ones, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for healing every family member that's grieving, oh God, even those that are grieving so difficult, so hard, oh God, they don't know that you are the great and mighty Redeemer and you are able, in the name of Jesus, to carry them in their heavy burdens, oh God, and through them, Father God. I thank you, oh God, for Brother David's company, Clean Camouflage Production. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that it will be a company of integrity, a company, Father God, that represent you, a company, Father God, where they can tell people about how great you are, how wonderful you are, how mighty you are, and how, Father God, you have put a purpose on the inside of him that he can have this company, Father God, and depend upon you to regulate it. Depend upon you, Father God, for the information that he needs downloaded in him, for him to bring forth a mighty word for your people, O God. Let him give a word in due season in Jesus' holy name. And, Father, as we close out today, Father God, I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, as I pray this prayer from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book on prayers for our economy, I thank you in the name of Jesus for your economy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I repent for following man's economy instead of yours. We sinned against you and acted corruptly against your word and your will. Forgive us, Father God, in any way that we've done that. We repent for not keeping your commandments. Right now, God, we ask for wisdom and guidance in following your economic system. We repent on behalf of our sins, the sins of our, we repent on behalf of the sins of the leadership in the government, our president on down, stock market, real estate industry, auto industry, every industry in America, and we fall to our knees and cry out in sincere repentance. The foolishness of God is wiser than man's economy, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's economy. We plead the blood of Jesus over every area of economy. May the financial affairs of this land be under your covering and favor in Jesus' name. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I lift up the government, and I pray that they will make wise decisions with our natural resources as we seek the kingdom of God first and your righteousness. All these things shall be added unto us. The real estate market will regain its strength and interest will be conducive to its prosperity. Realistic housing programs will be provided for people in low-income brackets. They will not be put into temporary situations that would lead to poverty or give them false hope. So, Father God, we thank you for hearing our prayer and for healing our land. We praise you for bringing prosperity back to our coast, and we repent for the sins, for all sins that have caused us to lose favor with you. The world will not know that you have caused milk and honey to spring up from our land because of your goodness and your mercy upon us. And the world will know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I thank God for each of you. It's closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I love each of you so much, but God loves you even more. And he waits on you in the secret place. So don't forget to read Psalms 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Read it for yourself. Look forward to speaking to you this coming Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. The call-in number, 1-619-789-4313. And also next Thursday, same time, 5 p.m. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And I love each of you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister G. God bless you.
Okay, you too.